This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Kathmandu Metropolitan City wants to take action against schools that do not provide scholarships. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajisrestha claims government intensifies its campaign against corruption. And Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva unveils plan to end deforestation by 2030. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has extended warm felicitations and best wishes to the governments and people of the BIMSTEC member states today. Extending the best wishes message on the auspicious occasion of the 26th anniversary of the establishment of BIMSTEC today, Prime Minister Dahal said our concerted efforts and solidarity for the implementation of all our decision and commitments are instrumental in making the region prosperous, resilient and sustainable. Prime Minister Dahal believed it is prime time to put our efforts as a region to deal with all our common issues and challenges by transforming the region's potential into a reality for the benefit of people. Minister for Foreign Affairs NP South has said BIMSTEC offers huge market and destinations for tourism as well as trade and investment opportunities within the region and beyond. Minister South said BIMSTEC endows enormous potential with abundant natural resources, rich cultural heritage and shared civilizational norms and values, adding that this region provides a unique link between South and Southeast Asia in bringing together about 1.6 billion people. Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has warned to take action against schools that do not provide scholarships. The head of the metropolis, Balendra Shahas, has said that if the schools running under the metropolis do not inform the metropolis about the scholarship distribution by 11th of June, action will be taken according to the prevailing laws. The Metropolitan City published a notice today and said that the KMC will proceed with the action process with the list of schools that do not provide scholarship details. In addition, it has warned to cancel permission and approval of schools that have not provided details of scholarship distribution. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajisrestha has informed that the government had intensified its campaign against corruption. Minister Sharma reminded at a program organized by the Gorkha Cultural Society in the federal capital yesterday that good governance is the top priority of the government. Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha viewed all sides concerned should be united to make the country prosperous so that Gorkha district would also be an exemplary place. Artists' role is unparalleled to protect and promote original identity and culture. At the program, various people were honored. The meeting of the National Assembly, NA, scheduled for 11:11 a.m. today has been rescheduled for tomorrow at the same time. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the meeting of the Upper House was deferred citing special reasons. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda was likely to deliver a speech on contemporary issues in today's meeting. Similarly, the Secretariat said the agenda for today's meeting included Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat presenting the proposal for holding general deliberation on the estimates of the revenue and income for the fiscal year 2023-2024. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda today visited Deputy Prime Minister Purna Bahadur Khadga at his residence in Surkhet to extend condolences on the passing away of Khadga's sister-in-law recently. The Prime Minister consoled the Khadga family over the loss, paying tributes to Dr. Sanju Khadga, spouse of Deputy Prime Minister Khadga's middle brother. Similarly, Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajisrestha also paid tribute to Dr. Khadga. A motorcyclist hit by a jeep died yesterday. A jeep hit the motorcycle at Janaki Chowk of Bharatpur Metropolis 15. According to District Police Office, 50-year-old motorcyclist Birendra Raut, who was injured seriously in the accident, died while receiving treatment at Chitwan Medical College. Similarly, pillion rider Rajkumar Nepali, aged 41, was also injured, but he is out of danger. He has been receiving treatment. Police have taken the under-control jeep driver for investigation. Nepal will be facing host Myanmar in the AFCU 20 Women's Asian Cup qualifiers this evening. Presently, Nepal is in Myanmar to play their second round of qualification that began on June 3. The match between Nepal and Myanmar will take place today at 5:45 p.m. as per Nepal time. The qualification will determine the teams to participate in the 2024 AFCU 20 Asian Cup finals. Schools in Devghar of Tanahu district have stopped teaching learning activities for 5 days to avoid the scorching heat. Devghar Rural Municipality decided to close down all schools in the ward number 1 and 5 for 5 days in a bid to avoid excessive heat. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The administration of Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has announced its plan to eliminate deforestation by 2030 as part of an international pledge to protect the environment. Lula and his environment minister Marina Silva unveiled the action plan for the prevention and control of deforestation in the Amazon yesterday, touting it as the latest step in their aggressive platform to combat climate change. 15 government ministries collaborated on the plan, which includes advancing techniques for documenting and tracking illegal deforestation. The plan stipulates increased use of satellite imagery to identify illegal lodging, ranching, and mining operations. Government databases containing financial intelligence, for example, will also be deployed to track the flow of money from unsanctioned operations in the Amazon rainforest. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malier has said Ukrainian forces have advanced around Bakhmut, describing the eastern city as the epicenter of hostilities. She did not say whether a long-awaited counteroffensive had begun. Separately, Russia's military said it had repelled a new attack in the eastern Donetsk region yesterday. Bakhmut has for months been at the heart of fierce fighting. It has little strategic value, but is important symbolically both for Kyiv and Moscow. Yesterday's claim by Ukraine and Russia have not been independently verified. In the early hours today, air raid sirens were activated for several hours all over Ukraine. City officials said, citing preliminary information, that in the capital Kyiv, all missiles more than 20 were shot down. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thundershowers are likely to occur in some places in the hilly regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim province and a few parts of hilly regions of the rest of the province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi and Gandaki province. At present, there is a general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 18.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 31.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kathmandu Metropolitan City wants to take action against schools that do not provide scholarships. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha claims government intensifies its campaign against corruption. And Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva unveils plan to end deforestation by 2030. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.